Last week, Governor Bill Haslam announced a plan to provide free community college for everyone. It's an extension of Tennessee Promise, the program of tuition-free community college enjoyed by recent high school graduates. And according to WPLN State House reporter Chaz Sisk, the idea was pretty well received around the Capitol. He's here to talk more about that. Hi, Chaz.
Hi, Jason.
So the new proposal is called Tennessee Reconnect. Governor Haslam revealed it in his annual State of the State address. But for people who might have missed that, explain exactly what this is.
So this is basically free community college for adults who have never earned a college degree. And it would work a lot like Tennessee Promise. They're both last dollar scholarships, which means that after students have received all their financial aid from the federal government, the state of Tennessee would step in and cover the rest of their tuition. Tennessee Promise is now in its second year. State officials say it's led to a surge in enrollment at community colleges. But the catch with Tennessee Promise is that it's only been for students leaving high school. If you've gone into the workforce or if you graduated before the program began, you haven't qualified.
So with most things political, there's usually some sort of pushback. Has there been any opposition to this?
So far, no, and there may not be much pushback. Tennessee Promise passed the state legislature overwhelmingly, and it's been pretty popular since then. And when I ask around, I don't hear a lot of arguments against Tennessee Reconnect. One important thing to know about Tennessee Promise and Tennessee Correct both is that they're not funded with state tax dollars. That's a really big selling point for Republicans in the legislature. Most of the money for these programs comes from the federal government through programs like the Pell Grant. The rest comes out of the Tennessee Lottery Fund, which is in surplus. Now, the trade-off is that if they use lottery funds for this, it'll make it all the less likely that they can increase the size of the HOPE scholarships to four-year schools. Those also come out of the lottery fund. If any opposition does materialize, it'll probably coalesce around an idea like this, that there are some better uses for the money.
So it sounds like the biggest question might be, will Tennessee Reconnect even work?
Yeah, and I've talked to state higher education officials, and they admit there are some challenges that they're not 100% sure how to solve. One of the big ones is the FAFSA. This is the free application for federal student aid. There are more than 100 questions, and they probe pretty deep into applicants' finances. The FAFSA also has to be filled out far in advance of the school year, so it wouldn't be the case that you could decide in June that you want to go back to school and then enroll in August. Another thing to work out is exactly how many classes to require students to take each semester. Mid-career adults tend to have a lot more demands on their times than new high school graduates do. Finally, there's some of the nuts and bolts type of things, like trying to decide how to give adults credit for classes they might have taken decades ago, or credit for their work experience. So there's a lot to figure out to make Tennessee Reconnect work.
Well, thank you, Chaz.
My pleasure.
Chaz Sisk joins us most weeks to talk about big stories out of the state capitol.